Hello and welcome to another edition of Jaw Law. I am your host, Joe McGregor. Today we have another episode of Barely Legal, our recurring theme of episodes that kind of deal with the law. Before we get too far today, I want to remind everyone that we love your reviews on whatever podcast catcher you use. And we also want to encourage your questions. We love to answer questions. And today's topic is actually a question that I get all the time, and it's really curious that I am the one who gets this question. And that is, do I really need a lawyer? It's curious because you're asking a lawyer. And I get where the question's coming from, and we answer that question as honestly as possible. But bear in mind, you are asking a lawyer, and a lawyer, pretty much every lawyer, is going to always think he or her can improve whatever document you are discussing. Now, there are attorneys who may not honestly answer, and they may just want to do something to your document so that they can churn their bill. But even the honest lawyers, it's a tricky question because there's always something you can do. There's always some kind of value, legitimate value that you can offer. The trick really comes in with the word need. Do you need a lawyer? Well, for almost everything in law, you don't need a lawyer. There's no rule that says you have to have a lawyer. Even if it's very smart and prudent to have a lawyer, doesn't mean you need one. So again, a very tricky question for an attorney to answer. Now, typically, when I'm trying to explain something to clients, I like to use a dental analogy. But dental analogies won't really work for us here. When someone has a problem, it's either a problem that a dentist can fix and you can't. When someone has a problem like my tooth hurts, I don't know a ton of people who are doing their own dentistry. So that's not really going to work for us. But the analogy that I typically use is actually two. One is a contractor and one is a doctor. Now bear with me for a moment. A lot of times clients will come to us and say, I don't think I need a lawyer. I just want a lawyer to look over it, just to make sure there's nothing bad out there. And that's also a tricky proposition for an attorney because you don't know what that client may consider bad. And you certainly don't know what's going to happen in the future. What's bad for one client may not be bad for another one. Or a provision may not be bad until some weird series of events happens and it cuts against you. So it's a lot like going to the doctor and asking for a physical or for a checkup and say, hey, you know what? I'm pretty sure I'm okay. I feel fine. But just in case, I need you to tell me only if there's something bad. And that's really tough for a doctor to do. How deep do they want to do your checkup? What kind of tests are they going to run? What are you really asking them to do? So similarly, when you go to a lawyer and you say, hey, do I need a lawyer for this? Well, I don't know. You may have cancer, and the only way to find out is if we run certain tests on you, if we dig pretty deep. But you also may be just fine, and we will never know the difference until we run what we need to do to feel confident that we can answer your question with certainty. Now, on the other side of this, a lot of clients will try to do things themselves. And that's where we start to use the contractor analogy. There are some people, myself included, who do not know the first thing about contracting. One time, I had to install a toilet, which apparently is a fairly simple thing to do. And I was too poor to hire a contractor, at least I felt. And so three different dentists came over to my house and installed it with me. I really should say for me. I am still indebted to them, but that was something that I could successfully do myself or with the help of friends, I was able to do. But there are things that require a deeper understanding of what you're doing. Maybe I could install a toilet in the future, but it might be a bad idea if I tried to rewire my house. At the same time, there are people out there who can rewire their house. But I think the thing that I want to point out the most is that there are people out there, and this is really what it all comes down to. There are people out there who think they can rewire their house, but they cannot. They may be able to get the lights to turn back on after they do their project, but that doesn't mean that it was done right, that it was done up to code, and that's going to be safe for your family. Your house may burn down next month. We don't know. I'm reminded of a project we did last year where somebody was buying someone's practice, buying the real estate, the building. And that was a very do-it-yourself seller. And he had done a lot of work to the building. Well, as it turns out, once it was inspected, he did this stuff and something would break and he'd fix it. Everybody's happy until he went to sell it and found out that a lot of the work he did was not up to code. That means he had to go back and do it, this time hiring contractors. He didn't even get to benefit from that good work. He just had to do it in order to sell it to someone else. And that brings us back to this concept. There are things that are pretty simple in law where if you're feeling okay, you might not need an attorney. But for that same thing, there are times or there are people who do need an attorney to help them with that very same document. But just be careful that you don't overestimate your abilities. You're a dentist. We know you can read. We know that you are educated. You might even be able to understand all the mumbo jumbo that is in a contract. But that doesn't mean you're able to find the cancer inside that contract. Maybe you can. But do you know that you can? Now, when you hire an attorney, especially for a contract, you're really hiring them to do three things in terms of their legal review process. Number one is that they are working within the legal parameters for that project. And this is the very basic stuff. Is something being proposed legal or not legal? For instance, one of the things I see the most is in contract law, penalties are illegal. And of course, there are liquidated damages and stuff like that. But we see people draft their own contracts and install penalties. Well, a lawyer should be able to say, hey, listen, I understand where you're coming from, and maybe there's a way to get there, but you can't do what you just did. You identify the legal parameters and keep the contract within them. Second thing an attorney should be doing is clarifying. I see contracts all the time where you can tell they downloaded a contract. I see this all the time in employment agreements. Somebody downloads an employment agreement off the internet and the base template is legalese, and the dentist goes in and adds their own particular deal points. And you can tell exactly where it is. And usually it's because it's not clear. It's clear to the person who is writing it, but it's not always clear to the person who's reading it. And especially if you're an experienced lawyer, you can start to pick these things up because you start to see things that might have more than one meaning, or the meaning may lend itself to more than one interpretation. And that's going to spell trouble down the road. Finally, your attorney needs to be able to anticipate. Maybe something is apparently legal. It appears to be clear, but it may cause a problem down the road. And an attorney needs to be able to anticipate that, needs to use his or her legal training and mental resources to predict as best they can, will this provision work? Now, if you could do those three things better than a lawyer, then perhaps you don't need one. And granted, this is going to be a project-to-project type of thing. There may be one thing that you can do and maybe not another. So it's usually not something where this particular person never needs an attorney. It's this person may not need an attorney on this thing because they can do those three things for this project. But when they get outside of that, they may need an attorney later on. Now, if you can't do that better than an attorney, but you encounter an attorney that you can do it better than at least one of those things, which is usually anticipate. Usually it's the dentist who knows how things go and they know how to pick out problems because they've been there and done that. But if you encounter an attorney who cannot do all three of those things better than you can, then you need a new lawyer. Now, one final thing I want to touch on is we see from time to time, or maybe better yet here, we hear people say, I just want a simple agreement. And especially we hear, oh yeah, when I got into this agreement, it was on a handshake, or it was a 3-page document, and now they want me to sign a 10-page document, or whatever. The issue with that mentality is that those are often the ones that come in with problems because they haven't anticipated enough things. And it's impossible for, I don't care how good the lawyer is, it's impossible to anticipate everything that could possibly happen. But a 3-page document anticipates a lot less than a 10-page document does. I see a meme on the internet all the time talking about how our Constitution of the U.S. government is so short and these new laws are super long. Well, the new laws have less litigation. Our Constitution has been litigated because we don't know what things mean. And that's kind of like these documents and these arrangements that we encounter. Yeah, sure, it's nice to have a shorter document. Everyone appreciates that. But sometimes simple isn't smart. Doesn't mean you need to overcomplicate it. Doesn't mean you need a lot of lawyerly writing. It just means you need to be able to clearly write legal provisions that anticipate the issues that may arise. If you can do that by yourself, then maybe you do not need a lawyer. Although I would encourage you to be very, very honest with yourself. But if you do think you need a lawyer, make sure that they can do those three things. And that's all we have today on this episode of Jaw Law, Barely Legal.
I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speaks.